going on to the next sugya. So the Taisis Nisru Meikara. So it's going on Rava. Rava said a raya to raya to the lesser that Adam Zayman don't need astra. So Rava said because there's no opportunity to give them astra. There's no window of opportunity. Fred Taisis and Taimar, what did Rava need that reason for? Technically, the Havi Astra Sophic, they ain't on the Yadim in the Yadim Sheka. It's Astra Sophic. When we give them the Hasra, if we know it's Ada Sheka, we wouldn't let them be made. So obviously, when we give them the Hasra, we don't know if they're saying Ada Sheka or not. So when we're master them, don't say Ada Sheka, because if you do, you're going to get the Kasha Zomam. So we have no way of knowing if that's really, if he's doing an Aver. So Taisus thinks that should be called the Astra Sophic. Taisus answers Reish Leimar, but Hasra Sofik is when, if at the time of the Hasra, we don't know if there's an Avera that's going to take place. You need later events to establish that there's, for example, a person takes a Shvuah that I'm going to eat Kikar Zahayon. So we give him Hasra. You know, you take the Shvuah, and if you violate it, you're going to be over Bal Yachal. When he takes the Shvuah, we have no way of knowing if he's going to violate the Shvuah or not. So the Gemara calls it Hasra Sofik. A lot of cases like an Hasra Sofik. But Shas Hasra, it's still indeterminate if there's an Aveya here. So Taisus says, here also is Hasra Sofik. But Shas Hasra, we have no way of knowing if he's saying Eder Shek or not. So Taisus answers, Veishleim ad Hasra Sofik lehavi elik gain al Taisir. Sh'afla musra asmi u Sofik. That's another example of Hasra Sofik. We tell somebody, don't be Meister Kodshim. And, so that's called Hasra Sofik because when we give him the Hasra, we say eat up the kulchin before the time expires, because otherwise we're going to be violating Baal Taisa. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. So that's called Hasra Sofik. So that's Hasra Sofik even to the Musr. Over here it's not Sofik to the Masr, it's not a Sofik to the Musr. The Musr knows he's saying he had a Sheker. So Taisa says that doesn't go into the category of Hasra Sofik. That's the Taisa. A few things in the Taisa are rather puzzling. First thing that's strange. Hasra Sofik is a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in Pesachim Samachimu Pina Beirchen and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Hasra Sofik is not a valid Hasra. Beirchen says Hasra Sofik is a good Hasra. The pastor says that we pass like a Beirchen, that Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra. Always Rav Yerchen or Beirchen and Reish Lakish. The Halach is like a Beirchen. The Rabban passes like a Beirchen. That Hasra Sofik is a valid Hasra. So what's the Taisus Shaila at all? Nechanan. Hasra Sofik. It is Hasra Sofik. So what? Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra. Bifrat. The whole Gemara over here is going in the Shittas of Rabbi Yochanan. Because the whole thing got started, the whole world got rolling, because Rabbi Yochanan said that the Din back there Shos is like a Vein Mishalim. And then that we had a Kasha from the Mishnah in Makkas called a Mishalim in a like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is a Fakhet called a like a Vein Mishalim. So Rabbi Yochanan had a Terah, it's the Terah Shibs of Terah, Adam Zayim with Tashlumin. And well, actually, the Gemara never explicitly asked it as a kashan of Yechon from Adam Zaymanim. But presumably, the whole Gemara is going in Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon was the one who said that the rule is called Aloy Kein Mishalim. According to on Rav Yechon, we had a kashan from Chayvel, and there's an unspoken kashan from Adam Zaymanim. Why by Adam Zaymanim is the other way around? It's called Mishalim and Aloyke. So Rav Yechon said, so tell Adam Zaymanim with Tashlumim. And now Rav Yechon is coming to give a different teretz, that there's another reason why we know that by Adam Zaymanim, they can't be. We can't say Kol Aleichem Mishalim, there can't be Malkus. So we're going to Shittas Rav Yochanan. But the Sugi is within Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan Grada holds that Asra Sofik Shema Asra. So what's bothering Taisus altogether? That this is Asra Sofik. So that I saw one of the Chayim says that Taisus Kash is in Rava specifically, because there is a Gemara in Chulin Pei Aleph where we find that Rava says Asra Sofik Shema Asra. The Gemara is talking about the case where of Isav es Benoi, somebody shechted a behemoth, and then he shechted the cow. The same day he shechts the calf of that cow. So that's the Isra Isav es Benoi l'shishuk tu b'yamechon. The only thing is that it was kodshim, and by kodshim, until the Shrikas Adam, you don't know if it was a shechita that's going to be a machshel achila, because if they don't do the Shrikas Adam, you're not going to be able to eat from that shechita. And it's going, so the Gemara says, Rava says, the fear of Shimon, who holds a shechita she'en ruya loishma shechita, we'll have a Shimon later on in the Gemara. If Shimon holds that a shechita is only called a shechita, wherever you have an issue shechita on the Torah, it's only called a shechita if it's mate ve'achila. So when he shechs the kodshim, when he shechs the calf, we don't really know if that shechita is going to be mate ve'achila until afterwards when we do the shechita. So Rava says that according to Rav Shimon, oisev es menoy of kodshim, he won't be like it because it's Hasra Sofik. So we find out the Rava holding Masra Sofik Leish Masra. So Rava says that Adam Zayim don't need Asra Teda because there's no window of opportunity to give them Asra. Rava Sheet is not Hashra Sofik Leish Masra. Rava Lushitasa, you shouldn't need to bring this proof. Rava should have proved it poshut me from in terms of Asra Sofik. Okay, Zolzai. There's another issue here in Taisus. Taisus has a habit, you know, that Asra Sofik is measured in terms of the master. The master has to know. Taisus says that's not the way. That's Taisus Teretz. But Taisus Lechatchila thought that Asra Sofik is determined by the people who are giving the Asra. They don't know if this guy is saying Eid Sheker. Since they don't know if he's saying Eid Sheker, so Taisus thinks Lechatchila that should be called Asra Sofik. Because we don't know if he's saying Eidah Sheker or not. So Taisus, the answer is that it's not true. Taisus Mechadish. That it's not totally in the master, it's totally in the Musar. But Taisus Havamina, Taisus's initial assumption was that Asra Sofik is determined by the master, the masterim, rather than by the Musar. Chayra Bashkaf Rishayna, Taisus Havamina is very hard to understand. Pashtus, the function of Asra. Is to determine that the fellow is violating the Aveira ben Mezid. We'll see in a minute that's really so. But that's how we used to think of this, that the function of Asra is to determine that the fellow is violating, maybe he doesn't know the Aveira. So maybe he doesn't know that this is an Aveira. So we have to give him Asra to tell him that to make sure that he's violating ben Mezid. We're half convinced that he's violating ben Mezid. And what's wrong with Asra Sofik? Presumably, it lacks in the Havchanim and Shoigig L'Mezid. A guy gets Asra Sofik, so that's not enough to make him into a Mezid. No, maybe he thinks that he won't be over. So it doesn't make him into a Mezid. So, isn't it obvious that depends on the Musr, not on the Master? It's the Musr who has to be a Mezid, not the Master. We go over to Eidim, we're about to be to say Eidim. So we say, you should know, if you're saying Eidim Sheker, then it's going to be, you're going to get Kasha Zaman. The Musr knows he's saying Eidim Sheker. That makes him into a Mezid. Which in a way is Taisus Teretz maybe, but what was Taisus having? It's self-evident that Asra Sofik, all Dine Asra, they should be functions of the Musr, not functions of the Master. So, this is that's a question. What exactly is the getter of Asra? So why is Sanhedrin? It's all like this. First of all, there's a machlekes in the beginning of Sanhedrin. I think it's there's a machlekes in the beginning of Sanhedrin. That's how you think. Whether a chover needs Hasra. If you see, if you do, a chover. This is that in the base. Where it says, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, Chover Einai Tzorech Hasra, Lefi Shalei Nitna Hasra, Ela Lahavchin Ben Shogig L'Mezid. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda holds that a Chover means that Tamil Chacham doesn't need Hasra. Because the whole purpose of Hasra is Lahavchin Ben Shogig L'Mezid, to make sure that he's amazed. And a Chover, Tamil Chacham, we know that he knows the Halacha. You don't have to tell a Tamil Chacham don't eat Chela. Presumably, if he's a Tamil Chacham, if he's a Chover, he knows he's not allowed to eat Chela. So therefore, it says Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, there's no need, it's redundant to give Hasra to a Chover. And Chacham disagree. Chacham said that even a chaver has to have asra. Child is why? What's in the kudus of machlekes? Why did Chacham disagree with Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda? Rav Yosi has a good point. If he's taka a chaver, if he's worth his salt, so he's amazed automatically. So why did Chacham disagree with Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda? Is it a machlekes in metzias? Whether a chaver can be presumed to know that something is also not really spelled out in the Gemara. What's the reason why Chachamim argue on Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda? So there's another Gemara, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, later on, the Memo Mitbeis, the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says that when people come to say Eidus, we make sure that they gave Hasra. So we ask them three questions. We ask them, did you give Hasra? Was he Mekabel Hasra? And was he Mater Atzmei L'Misa? Did you give him Asra? Did you say that he's this Asra? Was he mekabel asra? It means that he nod his head, that he ascend, that he show that he heard the asra, that he understood the asra. And then there's a third thing we ask him: was he matir atzmi lemisa? That means that he say al menaskein, that I'm doing this aveira in order with the al menaskein that I'm accepting that I'm going to get misa for it. That's called yatir atzmi lemisa. It's an extra thing. So it says three things. We have to give him asra. He has to be mekabel asra. That in a way maybe is really one. We have to give him asra. We have to make sure that he heard it. So we could think of that as maybe being one thing. We have to give him. So we'll call that kabbalas asra. We have to give him asra, and he has to affirm that he understood it. Right? Like I'm always getting letters in the mail from YU that, you know, do I understand English? So maybe I understand my contracts. Maybe I'm a Spanish speaker. And there's always, you have to make sure that the government has to be make sure that I understand that I'm not being exploited. So we have to make sure that they understood. Maybe they speak Spanish, who knows? So we have to make sure that they understand Asra. So we can look at that as one thing, Kabbalah Asra. And then this is extra halacha, he has to be Matir Atzmei Lemisa. So the Gemara says, how do you take a note? Says the Gemara, where's it going? Minai lashra meratayr. Omer ulu minai lashra meratayr. So the Gemara brings a whole bunch of psukim. The Gemara has, I'm not going to go through all the limudim, but the Gemara has psukim for hashra by chayvei malchus and psukim for hashra by chayvei miso, and then psukim for hashra by various levels of, you know, there's different kinds of chayvei, there's different kinds of misos. So the Gemara has a bunch of psukim for all of the various oinshe aguf, malchus, miso in its various forms that you have to have hashra. And then after that, the Gemara says, and how do you know he has to be matir atzmi lemiso? We know that he has to be hitir atzmi lemiso. Omer Rava v'tei mecheskiya omer kra yumas hames at sheyatir atzmi lemiso. So that's an extra pasuk that he has to be matir atzmi lemiso. Echayim adan. Do you have to be matir atzmi lemiso by Malchus also? Does he have to be hitir atzmi lemalchus? Because in a way it's strange, the Gemara. The Gemara, by the etzim, the nasra, the Gemara has special psukim for Malchus and special psukim for miso and psukim for different kinds of miso. So we have a separate limud, you need asra by Malchus, and a separate limud, you need asra by chayvei misos. And then when it comes to the dinner of kibbul of hitir atzmi lemiso, the Gemara only brings a pasuk yumas hames. It doesn't bring a pasuk for Malchus. So there are chayim who want to say. A lot of the Mizayak and the Rambam, I think, that that's what clear in the Rambam, but the Arachani want to be Mizayak and the Rambam, that you only need Hitir Atzmoi Lemiso. By Miso, there's an extra thing, he has to be Amanaske, he has to be Matir Atzmoi Lemiso. And by Malchus, there's no requirement of Hitir Atzmoi Lemalchus. You don't need to say Amanaske, he has to be Kabbal Ashoah, but you don't need Hitir Atzmoi Lemalchus. Shalin Arachani. Taisus holds Beferish that even by Malchus, you need Hitir Atzmoi Lemalchus. Anybody know where Taisus says this? the bottom Taisus Bales. It says Beferish. You need Hitir Atzmi Lemalchus too. I mean, it doesn't say Beferish, but it's Muchuch in the Cheshbon of Taisus. We'll see when we get there. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So we have here Psukim for Asra, both by Misa and by Malchus. And then we have another Pasuk for Hitir Atzmi Lemisa. Zop Taisus. Minayin L'Asra Menatayra. Says Taisus, the Chover come Yibayin Lech. The Gemara's question, how do you know you need Asra? That's talking about a Chover. Which is the way we fast him. But if he's not a chaver, the b'shein a chaver, holy nitna hasra el haftim and shaygig lemezit. So the whole hasra is to be malchim and shaygig lemezit. I don't need a pasuk for that. Obviously, you have to give him hasra because how do you know he's amazed? Maybe you never heard of this halacha. So it says in that thesis that there's three levels of hasra. There's one level of an Am Arts. An Am Arts needs Hasra Lahafim and Shagig Lemezit. That's a Sfar, says Taisus. I don't need a Pasuk for that. Taisus, obviously, if you didn't give him Hasra, you have no way of knowing that he's amazing. So, how are you going to give him any punishment at all? I could say, I never heard of such an Issa. I thought you were allowed to kill people. So, that's a Bedak Hasra Lahafim and Shagig Lemezit. That doesn't require any Psukim. That's Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda's Hasra. Then there's another level of Asra that's even by a Chavar. That needs a Pasuk. This Chavar really is amazing. So I need a Pasuk that the Chavar also has to have Asra. Those are the Pasukim the Gemara brings by Malchus and by Misa, that you have to have Asra. And then there's a third thing, which is hitirat milavisa, which I think applies by Malchus as well. That requires a separate pasuk for that. You must ames that besides hasra itself with kabbalas hasra, you also have to have hitirat milavisa. Perhaps to Malchus. Yeah, so Yesh Lizbainu, what's the function exactly of this middle level of Hasra? Hit their Atzma Lemisa, so that's some kind of extra Xerisa Kosso that he has to say, Al-Manas Kain. He has to accept that he's doing the Avera, knowing that, accepting, it's a very strange thing, he has to accept on himself the Chiyu Misa. It's also hard to understand, but at least that I understand is some kind of extra Xerisa Kosso. But what's the function of the basic Hasra that's learned out from Apostle? The Hasra, we'll call it the middle Hasra. Not the low level of Hasra that you have to give to an Amoritz to make sure he knows what's going on. Told him you had a chaver. Even by a chaver, but you need this extra. The pasuk tells me you have to have asra. But he's a chaver. Why do you have to have this extra level of what's this Xeris HaKosov exactly telling me? What's the function of this asra that the Torah is mandating us to ask Xeris HaKosov? What exactly is it supposed to do? So there's a famous ksois in Sinuch of Ches. Ksois says that the function of asra, this Xeris HaKosov Asra, is to establish beyond any shadow of a doubt that he's for sure amazed. Meaning, if I didn't have a pasuk, I would say it's enough that he's a chaver. He went to school, he got a diploma. Presumably, he knows the difference between a shogeg and a he knows the difference between Asra and Mutter. But do you really know 1,000%? You don't know 1,000%. Maybe he was sleeping that day in school. You don't know for sure. So, and if it hadn't been for Xeris HaKosov, I would say it's good enough. But the Xeris HaKosov tells me, you need 1,000% certainty. Before you can give somebody Malchus a moment, you need 1,000% certainty that he's actually amazed. And that's why you have to have Hasra even by a Chover. And he says, that's why you have to have Hasra Teich Kedei Dibur. What do you have to have Hasra Teich Kedei Dibur? 5 minutes ago, you told him this is also. What you think from 5 minutes he forgot? What are the chances that in 5 minutes he forgot that this is also? It's very remote. But that's part of the Xeris HaKosov Hasra. You need 1,000%. So maybe Taka forgot. Who knows? Maybe in those 5 minutes he got distracted. He forgot the lesson. So you have to tell him, Mamish Teich HaDibur, in order to have this total certainty. And that's the end of Hasra. You have to have total certainty that he's amazing and he's not a shaggy. That's what Xeris explains the nature of Hasra. He has a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam passes Chovet Tzorech Hasra. Everybody passes Chovet Tzorech Hasra. So Rambam is a strange lesson. The Rambam says that a Chovet needs Hasra. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda that a chaver doesn't need hasra because he already knows mishayig lemezid. We have some kind of xeris hakosav that a chaver also needs hasra. The Rambam says the same words as an explanation of why a chaver does need hasra. A very bizarre Rambam. So Lefilip Sois, the Pshat in the Rambam is that even a Chavr needs Hasra, because even a Chavr we have to have a total certainty that he's amazed that he's not a Shagin. That kind of Sois. So Lefilip Sois, the basic function of Hasra, even the normative Hasra, the Hasra that's Xeris HaKosov, is the Hafim and Shagin amazed on a higher level than I would have known without a Pasuk. But it's still the Hafim and Shagin amazed. And then there's this exodim Achiyatra Atzma Lemisa. Felix says, but it's very hard to understand what was Tosis having that it should be totally in the master. Of course it's totally in the Musr. The basic function of Asra is the Hafim and Shaykh Glamezid, but that's certainly totally in the Musr, not in the master. The person himself, the Baldover, has to know about Shaykh Glamezid. So by him it has to be about that. If there's a lack in Asra Sophic, it's a lack inside the Musr, not inside the master. He has to be amazing. And the Yatra Atzma Lemisa for sure is totally in the Musr. Maybe Asra Sophic is an issue in the Yatra Atzma Lemisa. Yatr Atzma Lemisa for sure is a function of the person who's being Matr Atzma Lemisa. What's the Havamin of a Chal and Taisus that you should have, that it should be totally in the Master? Because we haven't really got them anywhere. This Psoys doesn't really give us any progress. If the Psoys is right, we don't have any progress towards understanding what was Taisus Havamin of that Asra Sofik should be totally in the Master and not in the Musr. Yeah, maybe the Psoys would say it's just a Havamin. I don't have to analyze it so closely. Then it's also a very strange thing. There's a Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei. Also, the Pilpul Tosfos is not relevant to us, but just to know the aside, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei, Amar Aleph, has a Chiddush. You see, what would be a case where the Shasta Hasra, it was a Sofik, but then it was a Gloy Milsalim Afreya that it was a Vada? The Moshul, they gave Hasra to somebody who had not yet brought simanim, who was passed by mitzvah, but he had not yet brought simanim, simanim gadlus. So, if he's a, he might be a soros, in which case he's a gadol without simanim. He might not be a soros, in which case he's not a gadol yet. So b'shas ma'isus asura sofik. They give him asura. They don't know. He doesn't know. Nobody knows. He maybe he's a katan. If he's a katan in midiraisa, he's not violating any others. So it's asura sofik. But then later on, he brings simanim soros, and now it's huvah gadol mafreya that b'shas the asura he was about a gadol. It's different than normal asura sofik. A normal asura sofik, there's no lumafreya. You know, like Bar Yisrael Mitzvah, Shechter the carbon. Later on, the Zrika will determine if it was a kosher Shechita or not. It doesn't determine the Mefreya. Till the Zrika happened, it was really a Sofik. Then after the Zrika, so now it's a kosher Shechita. By a Shua, a person took a Shua. Then he later on, he violates the Shua. It's not the Mefreya. B'Shas Maisi, when he violates the Shua, now it becomes determinant. But B'Shas Maisi, it was a Sofik. But here it's different. Here, it's a Lemafreya. He was a. He was a gadol. The fact is that we didn't know that he's a gadol, but he was a gadol. Shmaisi, he was a gadol. By the shechita, the zrika hadn't happened yet. By the shvur, the eating of the kikar had, or not eating the kikar had not happened yet. By noiser, the being noiser had not happened yet. But here, he was a gadol. We just didn't know it yet because we didn't know if he's a soros, if he's not a soros. Now it turns out that he's a soros, so he was a gadol. So Taisa says that's not asura sofen. That's a valid asura, and he's like, if he didn't know there. Chiddush of Taisa. Now, very hard to understand. If within the world of Tzais, that the whole function of Asura is Lahafim and Shaykh Lamezid, let's say on a higher level, but it's Lahafim and Shaykh Lamezid. So, what's wrong with Asura Sofik, presumably? What's wrong with Asura Sofik is that it doesn't, since it's a Sofik, so he's not an Amezid. Since when you gave him Asura, you couldn't say you're violating an Aveira. All you could say to him was maybe you're violating an Aveira, maybe you're not, maybe you are. So, it lacks in the Hazoda. Since when he did the Aveira, he only knew that maybe he's violating an Aveira. So, pastor said, it lacks in the hazada. So, what's it going to help to the mafreya? It turned out that it was a vada. But b'shas maisa, he didn't know. So, b'shas maisa, what's the difference? The lumdus was huva dar l'mafreya. Inside the hazada, it's mamash le'mai level l'mafreya. It's no difference. If Asra Sofik lacks in the lahafim and shayg l'mezid, because when you tell him, don't do the avera, you tell him, don't do something which may be an avera, and therefore it lacks in the lahafim and shayg l'mezid, so mali, if it's huva dar l'mafreya, not huva dar l'mafreya. B'shas maisa, he wasn't a mezid. And maybe you say maybe Nechanami, maybe Asher Sofik doesn't lack in the Azor at all. Maybe that's not the problem with Asher Sofik. Maybe Asher Sofik makes him into a Mezid Gans fine. That was never the problem. Maybe the problem of Asher Sofik is that it lacks in being Matar Atzmi L'Misa, because he can't be Matar Atzmi L'Misa if he doesn't know for sure he's going to get killed. It was the guy has to sort of like commit suicide when he does the Avera. He has to say, I'm being Matar Amanas Kane. I'm doing the Avera knowing that I'm going to, like the Mekai Shesim, I'm doing the Avera knowing that I'm going to get killed. So here, if it's a Sofik, so maybe that's the problem with Hasra Sofik. Not that he's not amazing. He's amazing. He told him the Isser. The Sofik is that the problem with Hasra Sofik is that it lacks an Achayatar Atzmi L'Misa. And we'll say it's a problem even by Malchus, because Hasra Sofik is it didn't even by Malchus. So we'll say by Malchus, we'll also have to be the Yatar Atzmi L'Malchus, like Tysus is later. So maybe we'll propose such a theory of Hasra Sofik. Could be. Maybe the whole problem with Hasra Sofik is that it lacks in Lachiyatar Atzmi L'Misa. But even that I don't understand. So what does it help to the Mafreya? B'shas Maisi, did he know that he's going to be violating, that he's a Soros? He didn't know. He knew maybe he's a Soros. He didn't know for sure. So was he Yatar Atzmi L'Misa? Was he Matar Atzmi L'Misa? No, not really. I mean, if the fact that it's a Sofik is a problem with being Yatar Atzmi L'Misa, so it's just as much a problem in the Hitar Atzmi L'Misa, whether in Lomdus it was Huvadol Mefreya or not. But B'shas Maisi wasn't Matar Atzmi L'Misa. So it's very strange. This is just Tyson in Yehovah's. Somehow in Lomdus, if it's Huvadol Mefreya, takes off the problem of being Asra Sofik. And the strange things. So L'chayre, what's Mukhuch in that Tysis? I can't understand how it works all together, but L'chayre, it's Mukhuch in that Tysis. That the din of Asura that's learned out from Xeris HaKosov is not like the Tzois to make sure that he's amazed. He's amazed. He's a chover. I don't need to make sure he's amazed. That's in a chover. It's not a chover. Is amazed. Maybe the Rambam is talking mashma like the Tzois, but we're going to do it now within Tysis. The chover is amazed 100%. You don't need 1,000%. The chover is 100% amazed. That's all I need. That's not the purpose of Asura. The purpose of Asura is Psadin. That before the fellow does the Avera, in order for him to be chayit, the Torah says, you have to tell him that this is an osir and it has such and such a penalty. what's exactly the getter? I mean, I'm not sure what the getter is. I think we'll see later in the bottom places. I think maybe we'll have reason to think that the getter is parallel to Hiddur Atzma L'Nisa. Just like Hiddur Atzma L'Nisa is this idea, about he's a chover, he knows, but he has to be Matar Atzma L'Nisa. That means he has to say, I'm a Kabbal. Yes, you told me, you're trying to shake me up to scare me that I'm going to be Chayv Misa if I do this. I know I'm going to be Chayv Misa. I want to be Chayv Misa. I'm willing to be Chayv Misa. So he has to be Matar Atzma L'Nisa. So that's the Yatar Atzma L'Nisa. But the Hasra itself is maybe also, it's like the other side of the same coin. The Hasra itself is, of course he knows that it's also. But you have to give him like Musar. You have to tell him, you're revered. You know, you're gonna do this. You're gonna light this fire on Shabbos. You're gonna get killed. So you realize what you're doing. Of course, we know he knows. He's amazing. He doesn't lack. It's not that he doesn't know. He knows the halacha. But we have to give him like a Musar shmuz beforehand. Before a person doesn't have air, in order that he should be chayev. We have to make sure that somebody was on hand to tell him to make sure that he's thinking about the import of what he's doing. It's a halacha. It's part of the what I want to suggest. In this place is really, I don't know for sure what the getter is. In the bottom places, I think this is going to be more. This is going to be what's going to emerge together. That it's part of the Yatir Atzma L'Nisa. We have to strash. I don't know what's the word to strash. We have to. We have to put the fear of God into him. You know, we have to scare him. We have to tell him. You know, you're gonna be chayim malchus. You're gonna be chayim misa, and that's part of the halacha. In order for him to be chayim, so halacha, you have to have hasra, and then he has to be mekabel hasra. That in chrami, I'm accepting that. It's in the psychology of the person. But akapanim, it's halacha. So in the halacha of hasra, in the halacha of Asura, it says a din that Asura Sofik, like it's in the Gemara, but according to Rava, according to Rish Lakish, Asura Sofik loishma Asura. That means it's not because he's not amazing. He's amazing anyway. He's a chaver. That's not the problem. He's amazing. He's a chaver. He doesn't lack an hasada. And even if he's not ma'aretz, but now we'll tell him that this is the halacha. So I don't care. It's a Sofik, but now he knows that this is the halacha. So in this halacha, now he's a chaver. That's not the problem of Asura Sofik. The problem with Asura Sofik is, since there's this extra halacha that you have to give somebody Asura in order for him to be chayav. Again, not because it lacks in the hazada. He's amazing. He knows the din. That makes him too amazing. But this extra halacha, that part of the procedure of making somebody chayav is that there has to have been somebody at hand who told him Asura. Who made this, you have to read him as his Miranda Asura. You have to tell him. In order for him to be chayav, somebody has to stand there and tell him that there's a chiyuv misa attached to this, and he has to say, I'm a kabbal, there's a chiyuv misa attached to this, I'm an askan and a yosef. That's the procedure of becoming chiyuv misa. And if you don't go through that procedure, then the Torah prescribed that this is the procedure for being chiyuv misa. Again, not because it lacks in hazada, because the Torah said this is the procedure. In order for a person to be chiyuv misa, there are certain things that have to happen. Somebody has to read him his hasra, and he has to be a kabbal hasra, and he has to say, I'm an askan. And if he didn't go through that procedure, then he's not chayav. Even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he's the Gadol Ador, he knows that halacha is cold. He knows all the prima gadims in this halacha. It doesn't matter. But there wasn't somebody sitting standing and making this declaration, then it's not a hasra. So it says a din in that hasra that if the hasra is misafik, then it doesn't count as a hasra. It's like a technical problem in the hasra. Not because it lacks in this hazada. Nothing's lacking in the cognitive part of it. He understands the safik here. That doesn't matter. It lacks in the Maisa Asura. A Maisa Asura that's done misof, it's not called the Maisa Asura. You can't do a Maisa Asura with a Tanai. You know, if such and such happens, then I'm giving you Asura. Asura has to be, it lacks in the, it's a technical problem in the Asura. That's called Asura Sofik. So Taisus and Mechadish, the Taisus and Yivamis and Mechadish, that if it was only a Sofik because of a Chisor and Yudiv, I don't know if he's a Soros or not. But it'll turn out Lamafrey that he was for sure Soros and for sure Godel, then there was nothing wrong with the Asura. The Asura technically was not Asura Sofik. Again, it's irrelevant. My question was, but cognitively it makes no difference. He was in the dark. Nobody knew that he's going to turn out to bring Simoni Soros. So if the Asura Sofik is some kind of lack in the Hazodo, so then what difference does it make if it's a Goyim Muslim Afrey, not a Goyim Muslim Afrey, Lamafreya? Bishas Maisa was a Sofik, lacks in the Hazodo. So Al Kochachat Omer. that it didn't lack in that. That's the problem with Asherah Sofik was never that it lacked in the Hazodah, because the function of Asherah was not to make him into a Mezid. The function of Asherah is something else. It's a din that you have to, in order to be Chayiv, you have to have Asherah. The same way there's a din that you have to be Mekabel, you have to be Yatra Atzmi L'Misa, which certainly has nothing to do with Hazodah. He's a Mezid 100% without being Yatra Atzmi L'Misa. But still, there's aloch, in order to be chayiv misa, he has to be mekabel l'chayiv misa. So there's a twin din to that, there's a sister din to that, that you have to tell him it's going to be chayiv misa. You have to give him the hasra, you have to make a declaration to him, which he has to be mekabel, besides the yatra atzma, he has to be mekabel, kibel olav hasra, he has to be mekabel hasra, that when he does this, he's going to be chayiv misa. It's a Torah said, it's a gzeres hakosov. I think the idea behind the gzeres hakosov is it's all part of the yatra atzma l'misa. We have to impose on him the chayiv misa, and he has to be mekabel l'chayiv misa, and he has to express his agreement to the chayiv misa. It's all part of how the chayiv misa has to happen. But al kapodim is gzeres hakosov. This is the way a chayiv misa happens. It has these conditions of hasra and kibul hasra and yatra atzma l'misa. And if it was done misafik, so everybody understands that it's a suffix. Everybody understands that it might be chayiv, but it doesn't matter. It was done misuffic. Something that's done misuffic is not called. It was not called. At least according to Rava, according to Reish Lakish, it's not called that it was done. That's called asur suffix. It's a technical problem. Asur says Tosfos. If the glory of Muslim are fair, then it's not asur suffix. Nobody knew at the time. I don't care. Nobody knew at the time. But the bottom line is that it was a vada asur. The emes is we now know in the light of hindsight. We now know that it was a vada asur. So a vada asur is a good asur. Why did what? No, of course it applies to Amoritz. Tosfos is saying that for an Amoritz, I don't need a pasuk. For an Amoritz, of course he needs Asra, because otherwise he's a shogi.
Would Asra for Amoritz to see whether he's a shogi or not also include the formalistic?
No, well, once it's a din that a chover needs Asra, and Amoritz needs the same Asra as a chover. Tosfos' point is that I don't need, you know, mercy, me nine last Roman attire. That an Am Oretz needs Asra. I don't have to come on to the Gzeres HaKosov to tell me that an Am Oretz needs Asra. If he didn't give Asra to an Am Oretz, so he's an Am Oretz. So of course he can't get an Oynish, because we don't even know that he's amazed. So Torah says even if he's a Chover and he's not a Shadik, he's amazed. But there's a special Gzeres HaKosov that he has to have Asra. So again, the Ksos learns that the Gzeres HaKosov says that every Chover we suspect maybe deep down he's an Am Oretz. So I'm saying that's not. I think from the Tosfos and Yomamas, that's not the shot. Not that we think he doesn't know the halacha. He knows the halacha. That's fine. But there's gzeres hakosov. The same way we all understand that yatra atzma l'misa is gzeres hakosov, not because he has to, otherwise not amazed. So the kabbalah asura in the first place is also not because otherwise he's a shayik. The kabbalah asura is part of the protocol. How a person becomes chayiv misa is that you can't just be chayiv chayiv misa or even malchus before you give an oynish aguf. Ain oynish aguf b'lo asura. There's a protocol how a person becomes chayiv an oynish aguf. And part of the protocol is, even though he's a chover, he's a talmud tamei chacham, he knows the din. Doesn't matter. The protocol is you have to first give him a musa shmuz that he's going to get a chiyuv misa if he does this, and he has to be mekabel musa shmuz, and he has to, not only does he have to be mekabel musa shmuz, but he has to say I'm a naskein on the yosa, he has to be hitter atzma l'misa, and only then can you give a chiyuv misa. And that's the halach and how a chiyuv misa has to be done. And if you didn't go through all of that procedure, all of this wind up to being matir atzma l'misa, which is the culmination of the hasra with the kabbalah hasra and hitter atzma l'misa. So if you didn't do that, then you don't have a right to impose on him a chiyuv misa. Hagam is amazing. No, it's if he's an Amma Oretz, so you don't have to come out to all these extra halachas. You need Poshut Asra, you need Rav Ezer Behuda's Asra. Avada once by a Chavar, you need Asra. You need Asra, this is the Amma Oretz, not less. So, Akapanim, if all of this is true, so now I can understand a little bit better why Tosfos thought that maybe Asra is suffered totally in the Master. If the function of Asra is the Hakan and Shaykh and Mezid, so then of course it's totally in the. What's the Hakan? It's totally in the Master. Of course it's totally in the Muster. He's the one who has to be amazed. What do I care what the you can have a paper quarter run as long as the Musra knows that he's getting Asra, that should be enough. But now that it's a new halacha that you have to have Asra, it's not a halacha that you have to have Asra. It's a protocol that a Chiyuv Misa requires Asra, and a Chiyuv Malkus requires, and an Oynish Aguf requires Asra, and there's halacha that shows off a Loish Masra again, not because it lacks in the Hazodah. If it lacked in the Hazodah, then the Mafrei wouldn't help. Because Asra Sofik is not a Chefz of Asra. Asra has to be, it's one of the halachas of Asra. Asra has its own halachas. And if the Hasra was given and B'shas Ma'is was Hasra Sofa, then it's a technical problem in the Hasra because he lacks in the protocol of having Mechayim Misa. So Tosfos thought maybe it's Mitzvah the person giving the Hasra. A person giving the Hasra has to give it, but Torah is Vada. And if he gives it, but Torah is Sofa, that's called the Hasra Sofa. So why do I care? Why do I care that the Musar knows? But the Master didn't know. He's giving Hasra B'Torah Sofik. He's giving Hasra Misofik. And if he's giving Hasra Misofik, Hasra Misofik is not Hasra. Lav Hasra'i. That's Kishmoy Kenu, Lav Hasra'i. So Tyson Mechadish, and it's not true. Hasra Sofik is totally in how it's heard, not how it's given. And if it's heard, B'Torah is Badai, because the Musar knows if he's saying Ein Sheker, then that's enough that it's not called Hasra Sofik.
Would you be able to say that, I mean, similar to the point that you brought up before about the problem with if it's just an issue of being lahapim and shogul amazed, so here Rebbe's saying that the chiddush of Tosfos is that it's more of a din in the hasra klavi, the person saying the hasra, not how the over avera is receiving the musar.
What I'm saying is next, I'm going in stages. First of all, I'm being miyasid based on Tosfos Yevamos. That it has that the function of Asura is not to make him into a mazid. He's a chover, he's a mazid anyway. I mean, again, by Namaris, that is the function also. But by a chover, he's not a mazid. That's not the function of Asura. Otherwise, the Elohim. And that's not. And the problem with Asura Sofik, it's really the main point is the problem with Asura Sofik is not that he lacks an Azod. You know, Azod is to make him. Lepilat Sois, Asura is to make him into a mazid. So what's wrong with Asura Sofik? You have to say, because it doesn't make him into a mazid. Because Misofik doesn't make him into a mazid. It lacks in conviction. So he's not a mazid. So if that would be the pshat, so Tosfos Yevamos makes no sense. What is helping the Lomdus was a goy Muslim Afreya? It also makes no sense, Tosfos Yevamos. What's the happening? It's mitzad the master, not mitzad the musr. So I'm saying, no, it must be Asura Sofik is a psigzeres akosuf. Now, what's exactly the reason for that? Even the psigzeres akosuf has to have a psechel. I'm not so sure exactly what the seichel is. I don't know that I understand even the atarats min lemisul. I think it's part and parcel. I'm suggesting this already. I don't know that I need right now. We need it later on at the bottom of the omen. I'm suggesting that it's part and parcel of the atarats min lemisul. This gzeres hakosuf, for our purposes right now, it's enough for me to say it's gzeres hakosuf. Finish. Hasra is gzeres hakosuf. It's nothing to do with the azoda, and it's gzeres hakosuf. And the problem with hasra sofik is that there's a gzeres hakosuf. You have to have hasra, and if you didn't be sofik, there's a technical problem. You didn't fulfill the gzeres hakosuf. And Tosfos thinks that that's had a hamina. That's totally in the master, not in the musar. The person saying that has to say the Tosfos Vada. Otherwise, it lacks in the gzeres hakosuf. For right now, that's all I need. Yeah, but it's hard to just say it's gzeres hakosuf. So I'm trying to flesh it out a little bit. And like I said later on, the bottom of the omen, we're talking about musar dover chomer, musar dover akal. I think we'll see a greater reglaimed over to this. That it's not that this gzeres hakosuf is connected to the gzeres hakosuf of yitratzim lemiso. That just like it has to be matratzim lemiso. Just like this halacha, that it's not enough for the nose in chayim misa. He has to be matratz mila misa. He has to be makabel. It has to do with his rishus. He needs a degree of hazada. Has this hazada that he knows that it's also, but he needs more than that. He needs a degree of. He has to go into it accepting knowingly that he's bringing misa upon himself. In other words, we can't bring chayim misa. So the hashor itself is also connected to that. That we have to tell him that he's bringing misa on himself. Of course, he knows that it's also, and he even knows the einish. But we have to tell him, and he has to be makabel. And then he has to be hit there, Asmer Lekach. It's all Madregis in the same halacha, with further steps in the same concept, that he has to be Makabal of the Misa. Come, right? I don't know that either, but I think that's going to be true. It's not separate things, hit there, Asmer Lemisa. I'll tell you maybe now, even our Glein will see you to that. That the Hasra itself, and the hitter atzma lemisa are not unrelated halachas. The Felix Sois is unrelated. There's a din of hasra. You have to be amazed. You have to be 1,000% amazed. You need to have hasra. And then there's a totally different din. Hitter atzma lemisa. This new idea that you have to be matra atzma lemisa. He has to immolate himself. I'm suggesting that the hasra itself is also exerce. It's also not to make him into amazed. The hasra itself is also part of the hitter atzma lemisa. The Hittat Misa is a greater, it's not enough that he's Makabal Asra, he also has to be Matat Misa, but it's all one continuum. I'll tell you a Siyur. From the Achrayinus Ha'orah, the Gemara by Asra itself has a Pasuk separate from Malkus and separate from Misa. And separate from Ishkhayna Misa even. So Gemara is a Pasuk, there's a Chi of Malkus, there's a Chi you need Asra for Malkus, and there's another Pasuk you need Asra for Misa. And then when it comes to Hittat Misa, Gemara says, Minol, you need Hittat Misa, says the Gemara, Yumas Ames, just the Pasuk for Misa. Why do you need a pasuk for Malkus as well? So I told you a few minutes ago, the Archaim will want to say, they want to read it into the Rambam, that in a Chanami, by Malkus, you don't need a Hitrat Mila Malkus, only by Misa, it's exerce a kosuf, you must have Mace. But in Taisa, the bottom of the Omid, it's Mefurish, that just like you need Hitrat Mila Misa, you need Hitrat Mila Malkus as well. So is Takaf Sheh? Why do you, by Hasra itself, the Gemara requires a separate pasuk for Malkus, Hitrasmi Lumisa, we only have a pasuk by Misa. So how do we know that you need Hitrasmi Lumalkas? But it will say that Hitrasmi Lumisa is not like a separate unrelated din. It's the capstone. You have to, it's not enough to give him Asura. It's not enough for him to be Makabal Asura. It has to go so far that not only do you give him the Asura, not only does he nod his head yes to the Asura, but he has to say verbally, I accept the consequences of your Asura, Matar Asmi Lumisa. So it's the same, it's not two alochas, it's one alocha. But that it goes ad kadei kach, it's not enough to give him the Asura, he has to be Matar Asmi Lumisa. So then we could say that once we know there's a din Asura by Malkus, and we know there's a din Asura by Misa, and we know there's a din Asura by the various kinds of Misa, so then it's enough to be Megali. Just you must, by even one of them, you must amaze. That's Megala, the whole concept of Asura, that Asura is not fulfilled unless it's Hitra Atzma Lemisa. And if it's not Hitra Atzma Lemisa, then you haven't fulfilled the whole Asura. Yeah, you so care. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. Chora at Tosis can't hold like the Tosis in Yavamis. Not as Stephen was saying. He's saying Tosis in Yavamis, he brings out that Asura Sofik is not Stam because it lacks on the Hazor. Tosis may not, doesn't have to buy into that Chiddush about Igloi Muslim Afreya, but I just see the point. Well, let's see your point first. You're saying a good thing. That technically, at Tosis cannot agree to Tosis in Yavamis that by Igloi Muslim Afreya is not called Asura Sofik. Because if out of here was a Goyim Muslim Afei, what's the problem in the first place? Why is this Asura Sofik? If it was a Goyim Muslim Afei, they were Eidim Shakonim. When we're mazing them, it's a Goyim Muslim Afei, they were Eidim Zayimim. What?
They have like
now. Yeah, but later on, it turns out they're Huzum, so now it's still Eidim Zayimim Afei, and if some kind of bonus, so I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. Now it turns out that they're Eidim Shakonim. If Asura Sofik has to be there, it's the Etzim indeterminate. But if it's Igloi Muslim Afei, it's not called Asura Sofik, so it's not Asura Sofik. Later on, it turns out Igloi Muslim Afei, that about it they were Shakonim. So I think you're right. I think this Tosis does not hold from that Chiddush of Tosis that Igloi Muslim Afei takes off Asura Sofik. But nonetheless, I still want to bring out from that Tosis, you see that Tosis at least understood that the function of Asura is not just to make him into a Mesid. And the problem with Asura Sofik is not just a lax and Hazadah. Because then that Tosis makes no sense. You see that Asura is exactly a kosov, and Asura Sofik is a technical problem in the Asura. So that our Tosis doesn't subscribe to that radical Chiddush of Tosis, the Goyim Muslim Afreya takes it off. But in the nature of Asura, I still think that we could learn out from that Tosis that at least there is a Tosis world, and maybe our Tosis shares this Hanocha, that Asura is not to make him, it's not like the choice, not to make him into a mason, not to make him a 1,000% a mason. Asura is a new din, related to Kibbalah of Asura. We'll see the bottom way also, I think, a riot to this.
Yeah. I already mentioned it before, but why isn't the Osim Espino case with the Kachim?
Why is it not the Mefreya?
Yeah.
Because right now, B'Shah Shechito, it is really indeterminate whether it will be a Zrika or not.
But when the
it becomes Kosher the Mefreya. But it's not Huvra the Mefreya that there was a Zriko.
But isn't it proper that it was a Shechita Haruya?
No, because it was really objectively indeterminate. Shasta Shechita, it was objectively indeterminate whether there will be a Zriko or not. Yes, it's true. When you have it, if there will be a Zriko later, this will then, the Shechita will now retroactively be a Shechita Kshera. But you can't say that right now, you know, an all-seeing being would know if there's a Zrika here. It's unknowable.
But why is it different than the
Saurus? Right, Mashenka, by the Saurus, he's a Saurus now. He is a Saurus now. We don't know he's a Saurus, because the way we find out he's a Saurus is later on, he doesn't bring Simon for so long, and we have ways how we determine later on that he's a Saurus. But he is a Saurus now. No, it's conceivable there might be some chemical test to determine that he's a Saurus now. And even if there is no chemical test, but he is a Saurus now. Just we don't have a test for it. But he is a Saurus. But it's not that it's a Zrika now, we don't have a test for it. It's bad, some indeterminate, because who knows? Maybe he'll decide to do a Zrika, maybe he won't. Okay, let's go back. This time I don't have anything to do with it, so we'll just go start the new Gemara. He has a new mocker that chayvul b'chaveroi is m'moinu m'shalom milka l'loki. Before, we learned that from a pasuk from Kenyan Osnabai. He says, no, I don't need a pasuk. I mean, I have a different pasuk. Chayvul b'chaveroi m'moinu m'shalom milka l'loki. Because it says in pasuk, v'chiyinotza anoshim v'nokfu isha hara v'yotzu l'yadeo v'om rabba lozor b'matzishu v'misakosu medaber, that the yinotza over here is talking where they're trying to kill each other. And how does rabba lozor know that? Because the Torah goes on to say that if there'll be an osa, and if somebody dies as a result, the Rosh Pshat Rashi learns, it means if the woman, the Isha Horos, the bystander, if she gets killed, so when it's Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, then she, you have to, he has to, then the person who killed her gets killed. Because Rabbi Lozer holds, like the Chachamim in Sanhedrin, then it's Kavan Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh Chayev. Even though they weren't trying to kill the woman, they were trying to kill each other. But that's called the Skavan Larag is there. And no Kvisha Hara, and if she would Yimi also, and if the woman gets killed, so it says in Pasuk, Venasat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's how Rabbi Lozer learns the Pasuk. That it's talking about a Matzah Shibamiso, that they're trying to kill each other. And his Rai is, because it says that they get killed if they kill the Isha Hara. Echidomi. Idle Yasru Bey, am I Mikdom? If there was no Hasra, so why would they get killed? Ayelab Shita the Asrube. It must be that there was Asra. Somebody was mastered that, you know, if you kill somebody, you're fighting. You guys, you're fighting with knives. You should know if you kill somebody, you're gonna be Chayim Yisrael. Umusud Ovechom Avi Musud Ovechal. And the Sheshbe Davidi holds that a Musud Ovechom is a Musud Ovechal. So Asra from Isa certainly encompasses Asra from Malchus. Musud over Chomer and Musud over Kal is a sug in Sanhedrin. Taisus brings it. It's talking over there about Chayim and Misish and Asar v'Zer v'Zer. It had a skill and Shreif and Chenek, and they all got mixed up. We don't know who's Chayim what. So it says in the Mishnah over there, you give them all the Misa Kal. They all get the minimum Misa. You can't give them more. So you give them the minimum Misa. So the Gemara says that you see from that Mishnah that Musud over Chomer must be Musud over Kal because the Hasro is for Shreif. Now you're giving him Chenek. So how did the Hasro for Shreif help for Chenek? It must be Musud over Chomer is a Musud over Kal. So the Gemara is saying Al Derech Zeh. A Musr from Isa is called a Musr from Malchus. And the Pasuk also says, that if nobody gets killed, then Onash Yonash has to pay Kashi Yoshis Balaisha, he has to pay the Mevlod to the father. So you see that even though Musr Dover Chom is a Musr Dover Akal, so they got Asra from Isa, which means that they're Musr for Malchus, but they have Erev Pen Yosef. So you have Erev Pen Yosef, Malchus of Pen Yosef. And you have moment of Dmei Vlodos. And it says in Pasuk that that Ben Osim B'Fluid, it says in Pasuk that they have to pay the Dmei Vlodos. So you see, and apparently that's called Chavolos. It's also Chiddush to me that Dmei Vlodos is called Chavolos. You could say it's a Pasha M'Chodeshes. It says to me that's also called Chavolos. So it says in this Pasuk, says Rav Sheshes Brei Davidi, that by Chayvah B'Chaveri is M'moinu Mishal and Milka Leiloki. They pay the moment and not the Malkus, rather than the other way around. First of all, who says Yanoch is right? Maybe Musud Dover Chomer is not Musud Dover Akal. The Gemara said, "Then it's a shaila." And furthermore, even if Musud Dover Chomer is a Musud Dover Akal, we might the Misa Chamura, the Malchus Chomer. Who says Misa is more Chomer? Maybe Malchus is more Chomer. The Amar Rabbi, "Moly Nidul Chanani Mishol Vezaya Polchu Litzalma." Malchus is Yeshlo Kitzvah. You can't bring a riot from Chanani Mishol Vazariah. They would have put them on the rack. So you can't bring a riot from there. And they're there for the pastors, and Mises is more Chomer than Malchus. But the other Asoga, that Mimayim Lu Musul Dover Chomer Ab Musul Dover Kal, that remains a good Asoga. Then there was another Asoga, Maskler of Yaakov in the Habkoit. Hanichle Rabban Adami Nefesh Mamish. El Rebbe Domer Moment Meikel Meimer. Rebbe says that Nosata Nefesh Tachas. Rebbe holds that Niskav Larik Zev Harik Zev Not Chayev Miso. So if it says this, so if the woman got killed, then you also in Nosata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh can't mean that you kill him, because nobody wanted to kill the woman. They was Chinot Sanoshim. Even if they were trying to kill each other, nobody was trying to kill the lady. So it must be when Nosata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means they have to pay to the Yorsha Isha. They have to pay the Dmei Haisha. So if that's the case, so who says there was Asra? Told my mom, there's no Raya over here, there was Asra. So therefore, this Raya, this Mokker of Sheshes Bei Davidi is not so Not so solid. First of all, it depends on Musadovar Chama, Musadovar Kal, which is a machlekes. Number two, it only works according to Rabbanan, according to Rebbe. Let's see Rashi. B'matzah shem misa shem miskav noy lohargoy hakosam adavet tchivim osin yeh shem misa isha v'nasat nefesh v'afikav shem miskav noy lechaveiroy. You can only want to kill the other person. V'yashmiino niskav laragazev haragazev chayim. And the pasuk is telling me that niskav laragazev haragazev chayim. I think the Rashi is a chiddush. Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that way. But that's the pshat. That's what the pasuk is telling me. Maybe it's not a pasuk, but I think it's a shikul chiddush in Rashi. You learn the sugyas in Sanhedrin. It just says that if you hold this kavan laragzev haragzev chayiv, then you could learn when asat nefesh tachas nefesh means miso. It's mashman Rashi that that's the kavanas haTorah. That's what the Torah wants to teach me. The chiddush of an asat nefesh tachas nefesh is exactly this din that this kavan laragzev haragzev chayiv. Idli asherbei him to misenu tihareg. So how could you kill him? Must be that we gave him a sword that im tamisenu tihareg. And Musa Dover Chomer Misa, and Musa Dover Akal, Shem Yakenu V'lo Yomus Yilke. Rafilu Hochi Amar Chamano, the Chiyen Shem Chiyiv Misa, Ye Onish Mei Vlodis, V'af Agav Dik Asro L'Malkas, Alma Mishal, Ben Eloike. This is a very strange Gemara. It's a bit of a scholar. What's the case of it? These guys are trying to kill each other. So it says, so we give him a straw. In tamiseno tehorek. Then in the end, lo yosan, Baruch Hashem, nobody got killed. But the lady miscarried. So, Sheshi says, Musa Dover Chomer, Musa Dover Kal. They're really Chayav Malkus for being Chayav B'Chaver. They're Chayav Malkus for Chavolos, Ben Yosef. And Musa Dover Chomer is a Musa Dover Kal. So let's call it the Musa. I don't understand. Felix Sois Lamosha. That the purpose of Asura is to establish that he's amazing. Like that, Moritz, for sure that's the purpose. At least one of the purposes. But so he says that he may have that purpose of Asura, the Rambam's Mashmah, there's the half woman Shayyul amazing, to establish that he's 1,000% amazing. So how do we know this guy's amazing in Pen Yosef?
Well,
I don't know for Mominus, but not for the Malkus of Ben Yosef. I told me about Malkus. The Gemara of Sheish Ben Yavidah says the Chayim Malkus. Why the Chayim Malkus? Where's the Hasra? So he said, oh, Musa Dover Chomer, and Musa Dover Akha. Mele the Gemara said Hedrin, where we gave him Hasra for the Avera. But we told him if you do Chais, if you're going to, we told him that if you were Chais. If you're going to be well, Ishobita, you're going to be Chayiv Shreifa. And now we're only giving him a Chenek. So he said, that's good enough. We gave him Asra L'Dover HaChomer. It counts as Asra L'Dover HaKal. Because he was Nisar with other people. So that I understand. He was amazing. He was amazing in the Yisra. He was amazing and he did it even to get Shreifa. So now he's getting off the hook. We're only giving him Chenek. So that's a lot of cult, a good Asra. Over here, we gave him Asra Im Temiseno Tehorin. So I understand he was Makabal Hariga. And if you're Makabal, somebody's Makabal Hariga, he's Makabal Malchus. But where was he amazed in the? But you need a hasra lahakim and shayugul amazed. He needs to be amazed in Pen Yosef. Maybe this guy never heard of Pen Yosef. He knows about Ritzicha, so we told him all about Ritzicha. Fine. So now he knows about Ritzicha. He didn't kill anybody. He was over Pen Yosef. Pen Yosef, you have to be amazed in Pen Yosef. Where's he amazed in Pen Yosef? So I understand. How does this hazada work? But even if Musa Dover Chama is Musa Dover Ka. But how is this guy amazed in the Yisra of Pen Yosef?
He would think, maybe it's not the punishment, he wouldn't know what punishment is, but he certainly wouldn't think it's okay to be
But maybe he's a first of all, he doesn't. If he, first of all, how do you know? Maybe he holds a pen Yosef. Maybe he never heard of the Aver pen Yosef. The Aver pen Yosef, he's a shaggy.
He'd be also to kill someone, but he'd be mutter. It's like,
yeah, just because somebody else also to kill somebody doesn't. I think most people like that. They know you know how to kill somebody, but they didn't know that there's an issue to scratch somebody. Hard to imagine. People go boxing, it doesn't mean that they're murderers. I mean, so where's the hasra for that? I don't know, it seems to me that this is a very big kasha on the tzais. But I think the chor you have to say. Yeah.
Isn't he trying to kill the guy though? In this case? He's trying not trying to if you like if
yes, that's true, he was trying to kill the guy. I hear you saying he was trying to kill the guy, so being amazed in killing somebody makes you automatically amazed in being chayvel. Like, because if you want to kill somebody then you're certainly willing to. I don't know, at the end of the day, if you don't know there's an issue of chayvel, so how could you punish him for an issue that he never heard of? He wanted to do a worse of error, but the worse of error he didn't do.
I understand, like, if the guy actually just wants to hit him, not kill him, and then you have the Hasra of Nisa, so then you have a good, I think your time is right, that.
He's a Russia in killing somebody. I mean, we all understand the Moshe. Let's say the case in the world would have been that he was trying to kill somebody. He gave him Hasra, don't kill this guy. And he didn't kill him. But while in this process of Chiyinotz Anoshim, he wound up carrying on Shabbos. I mean, there's no Malkus for carrying on Shabbos, so it's not a Dov Rakal. It's a Yom Tov, carrying on Yom Tov. He wound up carrying on Yom Tov. You know, he shot an arrow at the guy, and they told him, you know, if you kill him, you're going to get a Chiyah Misa. And it Baruch Hashem, he missed, but the arrow went down Amos V'Shisarab. So we'll say, well, Musar Dov Rachamav and Musar Dov Rakal, so we can give him Malkus for violating Yom Tov. So that we all understand, that doesn't make any... I mean, L'chor, he's not... I mean, this can... My question is, L'chor, this is the same thing. But there we are certainly... What did the Asura... In carrying is not a Meisid. What does it have to do with a Meisid? What in the world does it have to do with Musar Dov Rachamav and Musar Dov Rakal? So he was Makabal, he knows that for Ritzichu, you get Chiyah Misa, and that is a Meisid. But he doesn't know anything about carrying on Yom Tov. So what's this any different? So he knows all about Aritzicha, but he doesn't know anything about Pen Yosef. So you're saying maybe here it's different because Pen Yosef is a kind of like a, you know, a mixus misa. Like killing somebody, yeah, somebody who's willing to kill somebody and has no scruples about killing somebody certainly would have no scruples, maybe have scruples about Yom Tov, but he wouldn't have any scruples about hitting somebody because he doesn't even have scruples about killing somebody. Like maybe every killing is like a Chavola plus. Maybe we could push through such a mouth. Maybe in the Rambam that says, maybe we'll have to say such a thing. If a person is amazed in the Isser Ritzicha, so he's automatically amazed in the Isser of Pen Yosef, in the Isser of Hakah, because Ritzicha is Hakah plus. And it's hard to understand. The plus here is a Chisaron. So he's amazed in Ritzicha, that doesn't make him amazed in Hakah. Saying, oh, but he's such a bad guy, he would do Ritzicha. So we have to punish him for it. Is that how it works? This guy is a very bad guy. He would do Ritzicha. And let's say Ritzicha is even worse than Hakah. And it's on the same, like, the same line. You know? Ritzicha is sort of subsumes Hakah. It's different than carrying a Yom Tov. Ritzicha is Hakah to the nth degree. Even if so. But this guy is amazed in Hakah to the nth degree. He's amazed in Hakah plus. He's amazed that he knows now how to do Hakah to death. But he doesn't know that you're not allowed to do Hakah Stam. So he was Makabal Asra, and he was trying to kill the guy, and he's Taka Mason and Ritzicha. But what he did was less than Ritzicha. What he did was only Hakah. So we're going to say, oh, but he's automatically amazing because he was willing to do more than Hakah. Esha, maybe that's what we'll have to say, the Chilut says. Yeah.
If we see that the Gemara takes for granted that Ayur Mutter is honest.
Right.
So maybe the distinction between Shaitan and Mezid is not knowledge of the Aveira, but is whether or not you're killing the Kavana. So Mezid by Misa means you're killing with intent to kill, but Shogun means you're not killing with intent to kill. So you have to give a search to be about whether he was intentful.
I'm not with you.
The Gemara Makisman says that if you kill the Shogun, you're into Golos. The Gemara says, it's not Shogun, but Onus, because Onus, I'm not to Onusu.
Right.
So you hold that shogeg is
so that's
not
even, it's even, even he should certainly be mutter. She but certainly should is not mutter.
The havchana between meis and shogeg is not whether he holds it's mutter or not. Havchana between meis and shogeg is
yeah, but
how is
Yoram Kavachomer? So he's honest even. Maybe he's even honest in the and the Isra and the Israqa. Never mind the Isra Ritzicha. Maybe. He's, and anyway, every honest is a shogeg too, but he's just more than a it's more than a shogeg. Here you want to make him into a mezid. I mean, mutter can't be a mezid. I mean, mutter is less than a shagig. You're going to make him more than a shagig. You want to say that he's a musr. How is he a musr?
The havchana between meis and shogeg is not to figure out if he thinks it's mutter or not. The havchana is to see if he's intentful or not.
But he's a shagig too.
I said, most of the havchana, so he's intentful. He wants to.
Forgot, let's see, he forgot the Isra Pinyos. He's not even a mutter, but he forgot. I thought that this is a siyua. Again, the Felix Chayis, I don't know. I think maybe we'll have to say along with Sanal saying that it's that somehow there's some kind of affinity between Ritzicha and Hakod. That if you're amazing in Ritzicha, automatically that includes that you're amazing in Hakod. Only thing is you got Asra for Misa, not for Malkus. That already goes into Musul Dover Chomer and Musul Dover Hakah. I think the alternative is. I thought this is a raya. The more it's easier, it will say that La'olam. The purpose of Asra is not la'afkam and shayig l'mezid. Unless he's an Am Arts, then you need Asra la'afkam and shayig l'mezid too. But the pasuk is not only talking about Amaratzim. When the Torah says that he has to pay to make lotus, Rav Sheshet Ben David's argument is, yeah, if he's an Am Arts, so you're right, you may not even know about the Yisrael Pen Yosef. But the Torah is about not only talking about Amaratzim, there's also talking about a Chaver. Chaver is amazed in the Yisrael. Elamai. He's maybe amazing in the Yisra, but we have to give him Asra, this exodus of Asra, because he has to be Yatir Atzmi L'Miso. And that Asra itself, like I said before, that Asra itself is like it's part of this process of being Matir Atzmi L'Miso. You have to tell him, you know, this Maisa, you should know that it's gonna entail an Oynish Miso. And he has to be Makabal, Amanaskein on the Yisra. So once we say that the function of the Asra is not Lahafim and Shoygu L'Mezit, he's amazing anyway, he's a Chavar. The function of the Asra is that he has to be makabel oinish miso, so maybe you could say that if he was makabel, that this maisa will have in an oinish miso, and musul dover chomer having musul dover akal. So he was matir atzmi l'miso. He was makabel on himself an oinish miso, and if he was in this maisa, and if he's makabel of an oinish miso in this maisa, then that's called he's a musr for an oinish malchus from this maisa, even though it's for a different aver. Then it's Taisis Beferish. Taisis Beferish, that the Pshat in the Gemara, Musa Dabra Chama, Musa Dabra Kav, the last line of Taisis, is Yeshleimed Exeris HaKosavu, the Be'inin Shiyatr Atzmei La Oysa Misa Ben Kala Ben Chamur. Taisis is Pshat in the Gemara. That it's a Gemara about Hitr Atzmei La Misa. Taisis says that's Pshat in the Gemara. That the reason why Musa over here, Musa Dabra Chama, Lo Yavim Musa Dabra Kav, the Tzad that Musa Dabra Chama, Lo Yavim Musa Dabra Kav, is because it lacks in Yatr Atzmei La Misa. What do you mean, lacks in the Yatir Atzmi L'Misa? It lacks in the whole Azoda. We see in Taisis that it's a Gemara about Yatir Atzmi L'Misa. Which, by the way, I think is also a siyut to what I said before, that the Kabbalah Sasra and the Yatir Atzmi L'Misa are not two unrelated halachas. It's one halacha. It goes ad kedei. He has to be Makabbalah Sasra ad kedei Yatir Atzmi L'Misa. Because otherwise, why is Taisis talking about Yatir Atzmi L'Misa? You should talk about Kabbalah Sasra. But why is Taisis focusing on Yatir Atzmi L'Misa? What happened to Sasra itself? Or maybe let me say it differently. I'll ask it for a caption. Taisa explaining the Gemara. What's the reason why? What's pshat in the Gemara? Why is Musa Dover Acham not a Musa Dover Akal? We don't understand the other way. My problem was I don't understand the Gemara that it does work the Sasra. He's the Chashayig. Taisa asks the other way around. What's the story that Musa Dover Acham will have a Musa Dover Akal? It was Makabal Misa Chamur, but it was Makabal Malkas Akal. Taisa starts from the other direction. He doesn't understand why the pshat in the Tzad in the Gemara that it's not a good Sasra. So Tosfos says Gzeres HaKosov because you need Yatir Atzmi L'Misa, and he asks me Yatir Atzmi L'Oisa Misa, and it's not enough that it was Matir Atzmi L'Misa, and if it was Matir Atzmi L'Misa, so Gzeres HaKosov, it doesn't work for me Matir Atzmi L'Malkus. So I'm asking, we said before, you see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we saw two different halachas, three halachas if you want. This halacha of Amaharj, Tosfos says, Hakim Shoyig L'Mezid. That doesn't even need a pasuk. But then within the psukim, we have one pasuk, set of psukim that say you need Asra, and there's another set of psukim that say you need Kibbalah of Asra. I mean, let's say you need yatar atzma lemisa. So Tais says that in this Gemara, that's the reason why it's no good because it lacks in the yatar atzma lemisa. Why does it only lack in the yatar atzma lemisa? Why doesn't it lack in the? Because it lacks in the yatar atzma lemisa. Why didn't he say that it lacks in the hasra itself? The ma'isa hasra itself has to be mishum ma'isa misa. Like, why does he just focus on the yatar atzma lemisa, which is a very big amount? Why doesn't he just focus on the ma'isa hasra itself? Maybe for the ma'isa hasra itself, you have to, like my rois. If there's exeris akosiv, you need hasra, and there's exeris akosiv, you need yatar atzma lemisa. So the same way Tosfos says there's some kind of svara that you need yatar atzma lo'isa misa, so maybe the hasra also has to be mishum ha'misa. When you master him, you have to tell him what misa is going to get. So maybe there's exactly a concept in the Hasra itself. Why does Tais just focus on the Yatra Atzma L'misa Shabbat? And if we'll say that the Hasra itself is like the Tzai, that is the Hafen, which is L'misa, then it makes things worse, then standing Gemara makes no sense. It's because he's a Shagin Pan Yosef. There seem to be. We know from the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's two dinim. There's the dinim of the hasra itself, the hasra proper. That he has to be mastered. That's been kabbal hasra. That's learned out from one set of psukim. And then there's another din. Yumas hameis atshiyat atzmi lemis. Now, if the din of hasra proper is like the way the Tzais understood it, to establish 1,000% that he's amazed. So it's time I don't understand the Gemara from beginning to end. It's time the Gemara makes no sense. Over here, we were mastering for the Isra of Ritzich, we weren't mastering for the Isra of Pan Yosef, and the Isra of Pan Yosef, he's a Shagig. Even if he's a Chover, but there's still a 1% chance that maybe he's a Shagig. Maybe he forgot about the Isra of Pan Yosef. So he's a Shagig in Pan Yosef. So where's the Hasra Lahakim in Shagig Lamezik? Let's say, like Masada was saying before, that somehow it's one continuum, but let's say we don't say that way. I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe you're right. But L'chora, it's very hard to. I find it very difficult. L'chora is a shoyg in the Yisrael Pan Yosef. LMI will say like it says. And will say that the reason for the Hasra is not L'hafkam in Shoyg L'mezit. He's a chover, he's a mezit anyway. Rather, the Hasra is Psegzeres HaKosov, that we have to tell him that this he's going to get a punishment. That this ma'isa comes with a punishment, and he has to accept that this ma'isa comes with a punishment. And then there's another thing, Yatar Atzma L'misa, he has to say Al Menas Kein. But first of all, there's halacha, we have to tell him that this ma'aseh gets a punishment. So then, the Gemara has it said, Musa Dov HaChomer, Musa Dov HaKal. Then maybe we told him, this ma'aseh comes with a chiyum miso, so that makes him automatically a musra, that if the malchus that might come out of this ma'aseh. So if that's the case, so now when Tais is explaining the other side of the Gemara, why Musa Dov HaKal is not a Musa Dov HaKal, and Tais is Xeris HaKosov, so why does Tais say it's Xeris HaKosov in the Yatar Atzma L'miso? Tais could just as well have said it's Xeris HaKosov in the Hasra itself. That the Hasra itself, it's not enough that we're mastering Mishuma Misa Chamur, we have to be mastering Mishuma Isa Misa. Well, why make it an issue of the Musa Dov HaChomer having Musa Dov HaKal Halacha? Why not make it an issue in the Hasra itself Halacha? That's the Chor HaHor in Tosis. So I thought that's maybe a Siyua, that Tosis held, it's not two different Halachas, the Tosis that you can ask, well, why focus on this one, not on that one? It's one din, that you need a Hasra Ad Kadesh, you have to Atzma L'Misa. There's a din you have to be masrim. He has to be a kabbalah. Ad kedei, he has to be after atzmai lemiso. So there's places that din is loisa, and not lemisacher. By the way, this is the places where it says that even my malchus need after atzmai lemiso. It's the gemara by malchus. We're talking about malchus. That's the need in the gemara. Musa dov hachomer, musa dov hakav. We're talking about malchus. And Tais says the reason why Musa Dov HaChomer over here is not a Musa Dov HaKal is because it lacks in Yatra Atzma L'Misa. What Misa? We're talking about Malchus. The first in Tais you need Yatra by Malchus also need Yatra Atzma L'Malchus.
What?
What?
And
what? No, but to tell me, so the Achayim want to say that by Malchus there's no Din L'Chatchila of Yatra Atzma at all. that by Chiyah Malkus, you don't have to be Matar Atzma Malkus.
So how do you understand the beginning of the Gemara? How would you understand the that you are Musar
So if you're Matar Atzma L'Misa, that's automatically called you a Matar Atzma L'Malkus. Because Musar Tov Erchom, the same way if you're Matar Atzma L'Sreif, he's Matar Atzma L'Chenek. Because to be Matar Atzma L'Oyin HaShachomer, it was automatically called you was Matar Atzma L'Oyin HaShakal. He accepted that this Maisa has a Oyin HaShachomer. So automatically he accepts that this Maisa has a Oyin HaShakal. That's what it says in this Gemara. I think where it seems to say that's called Oyin HaShakal. That's included in Musar Tov Erchom and Musar Tov Erchom. That I'm willing to accept. That part of the Gemara I could accept. But if you hold it that Malkus doesn't need Yatra Asma at all, so then it makes no sense. The Kitzer, Hamur Mikolanal, just the takeaway over here, is you know, we have a Shaila, what's the nature of Asra? Fundamental Shaila, what exactly does Asra do? It's Xeris HaKosel. So he says by Amor, you don't need Xeris HaKosel. By Chover, it's Xeris HaKosel. You need Asra. Plus, there's another Yatra Asma Lemis. So the Tzoyis understood it's a din lahafkam and shaykh l'meisim. Even though he's a chover, there's a jesa kosel, you need 1,000% lahafkam and shaykh l'meisim. Who knows, maybe he forgot. Maybe he doesn't know. So it's lahafkam and shaykh l'meisim. Lefila Tzoyis and l'meisim l'chum l'chum l'chum. It's altogether very shared. What's Musar Tov Erchom and Musar Tov Erchom? So he accepted, so you know he was a makabel misa, so automatically it's called he was a makabel malchus. If we would give him malchus for l'isirtzok, that I would understand. But you want to give him malchus for Pen Yosef, and Pen Yosef is not a meisim. Lest we'll somehow say it to be amazed for Ritzicha makes you amazed for Hakkah, because Ritzicha is one continuum with Hakkah. Maybe we say such a thing. That's what the Sana was suggesting before. Eshet. And, but I thought it would be much easier to learn the Sugi if we'll say that the Tzoyis is not right. Well, the Tzoyis has a Ramah. But the Tzoyis is not right. That the function of Asura is not laughing and Shaykh amazed at all. That's taken care of by the fact that we have it. And the Pasuk is talking about it, Shaykh is talking about it. He's bringing a riot from a case where the guy in the pasuk was a chaver. He's a ki not so anoshim people. So he is amazed. So what's the Asherah? The Asherah is a pesach exeris hakosov al derech yatir atzmi lemisa. It's from Deacon Tosis also that the Asherah itself is one din with the yatir atzmi lemisa. That there's a din that he has to that we have to tell him that this maisa carries a chi of misa or a chi of malchus, and he has to be makabulat and he has to be yatir atzmi to that. So it's halacha that we have to that before we give him an einish, he has to know that this maaseh is opening himself up to an einish. We have to read him his rights. He has to know that this maaseh could entail an einish aguf. And if he doesn't know that this maaseh, or if he wasn't, even if he knows, he's a chaver, he knows. But if he wasn't told b'shas maaseh that this maaseh will entail an einish aguf, and he was makabelit, and he said I'm an askein, then we can't give him an einish aguf. It's nothing to do with his knowing the halacha, his knowing the isra. The isra he knows is a chaver, but he has to know that this mice entails an einish aguf. Says the Gemara, so that goes into Musar Tov Erchom and Musar Tov Erchom. When he threw that stone, he knew he was makabel olav that mice could entail an einish chaver, an einish of misa. Now it turned out that all it did was that there was chaver. So it's a different avera and it's a much less punishment. It doesn't matter. The avera he knows anyway. He knows it's an avera of pinyas. He's a chaver. Elamai, was he makabel that this maisa could entail such an oynish? That's the shaila. Musar Tov Erchom, Rav, Musar Tov Erchom. And Tais thinks instinctively. Tais says he should be Musar Tov Erchom should be the Musar Tov Erchom. Why not? So Tais says no, he has to be matar atzmi lo oisit misa. So even though he opened himself up, we were master him, and he opened himself up for, and it was accepted that he's going to get a certain misa. But that doesn't mean that he therefore we have a right to impose on him in a lesser misa. Because that's the xeris hakosov. The Musar Tov Erchom is not a Musar Tov Erchom. Okay.